an awesome place, Miss Diane. The stars are so pretty.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, tells us Christmas is not far.
Golly, you sure can spin a yarn, little lady.
I can spin a yarn or two myself. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You look like a big flashlight. Make me want to say night-night.
Put a cork in it, Dean.
Okay, enough of the stars. Bring on the horses. I got these brand new boots so I can ride one of those big stallions.
Yeah, and I want to see the cows.
Uh-oh, here goes another customer.
Yep, better warm up the bus.
Land sakes, kids. I think you youngins have the wrong idea about Bethlehem Gulch.
You're in a heap of trouble, Miss Diane.
Yep, a heap of trouble.
What do you mean?
Yeah, this is a Christmas dude ranch, isn't it?
Yeah, you might say that, but we don't have horses and cows.
Nope, you'll hear no mooing around here.
Not a steak on the premises.
Nope, on this here ranch you only hear baaing, baaing, and more baaing. This here's a sheep ranch.
Susie, I thought you checked this place out.
The brochure said you'll have lots of heaping fun at Bethlehem Gulch.
Look a little closer, little lady. It says you'll have lots of sheepin' fun at Bethlehem Gulch.
They never read that fine print.
What a disaster.
I wore my cowgirl boots for nothing.
I told you this trip would be a disaster.
Now
hold on there, kids. This is really going to be better than any horse or cattle ranch. You know, sheep and shepherds are a big part of the Christmas story.
I know. Jesus, manger, sheep, shepherds. We know the story.
But don't you remember that sheep and shepherds were the first real visitors to baby Jesus?
Sounds like Miss Diane's fixing to string you a Christmas yarn.
I just love it when she tells about them there shepherds out in the fields nearby.
Yep, but that story always makes me cry.
Christmas is the story of the birth of our Lord Jesus, but it's also a great sheep tale.
And she don't mean the swishy kind.
What a waste of time. I could be home playing my video games. Let's go.
How about you giving Bethlehem Gulch a chance? And if you don't like what I'm about to tell you, I'll give your money back and you can pack up your gear and head for home.
Okay, I guess we can at least listen.
Yeah, let's give Miss Diane and Bethlehem Gulch a chance.
Okay with you guys?
Yep, let's do it, yeah!
Great, kids. Well, the story I'm about to tell you is filled with wonder and amazement and joy.
This one gets me right here.
It all began on a night like this. There were stars twinkling in the sky. And near the town of Bethlehem, hunkered down for the night, was a small group of shepherds. Little did them there sheep boys know that this was a night, a special night, that the world would be changed forever.